This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Donnelly. Here's today's headlines. House Ag Spending Bill seeks modest cuts. Bozeman coming out with farm bill proposal and poultry indemnity requirements. House GOP set to advance FY25 spending bill for USDA and FDA. House Republicans are scaling back their ambitions when it comes to slashing spending at the Department of Agriculture. The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee will take up a draft spending bill for fiscal 25. It would reduce total funding for USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission by 1.35%. The most notable cut would be in USDA's Food for Peace program, which would see its funding slashed by $619 million to $1 billion for FY25. Republicans are justifying that proposal by noting that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, using the Commodity Credit Corporation to provide $1 billion to Food for Peace at the request of leaders of the Senate Ag Committee. Now keep in mind, the House GOP FY24 Ag Spending Bill, which failed on the House floor, would have effectively cut USDA's budget by 18%, according to Vilsack. For more on the bill and its policy riders, you can read our report at agripulse.com. Bozeman rolling out farm bill proposal. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, releasing the outline of his proposed farm bill today as the political jockeying over the legislation continues ahead of the fall elections. A source familiar with the framework says it will align with the bill advanced by the House Agriculture Committee last month. The source says Bozeman's plan will include ideas for, quote, modernizing the commodity and crop insurance titles with heavy investments in trade research in rural communities. A bill with, quote, a similar approach to the House bill can be the foundation for bipartisan action in the Senate, the source said. Keep in mind, Bozeman himself has said his proposal would be, quote, very similar to the House measure. If so, that perhaps doesn't bode well for getting an agreement this year. The House bill crossed several red lines for Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, including cuts in projected funding from the nutrition title and the removal of climate guardrails from Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson's proposed method of paying for the commodity program changes, that suspending USDA Section 5 spending authority, isn't likely to work in the Democratic-controlled Senate either. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. APHIS proposes changes to poultry indemnity requirements. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is proposing to tighten regulations for poultry operations seeking reimbursement for destroying birds with avian flu. APHIS National Poultry Improvement Plan proposal would add language to ensure that biosecurity plans are in fact being followed. The proposed rule would specify that state agencies determine producers are abiding by the terms of the plans and conduct audits, quote, for compliance with biosecurity principles approved by APHIS. The proposal also clarifies some testing requirements. The proposal comes with a 60-day comment period. APHIS has paid out more than $1 billion to aid producers who have destroyed their flocks because of bird flu since the start of the outbreak in the U.S. in February 22. About 97 million birds have been destroyed in commercial and backyard flocks. Johnson and Davids launch Sustainable Aviation Caucus. Representatives Dusty Johnson of South Dakota and Therese Davids of Kansas said yesterday they'll be launching the Congressional Sustainable Aviation Caucus, an organization that will also include Mike Flood of Nebraska and Nikki Budzinski of Illinois as members. The new caucus will host briefings on sustainable aviation fuel adoption, technological advancements in sustainable aviation, and challenges the industry is facing when it comes to fuel production, workforce, or regulatory structures, that according to Johnson's press release. According to David's website, the new caucus, quote, provides a forum for keeping abreast of these initiatives and assessing the policy process and resources to further environmental gains, fuel supply resiliency, and national security. Strike action for Canadian border workers might slow agriculture truck freight. More than 9,000 Canadian Border Service Agency workers have paused any strike action until Friday to allow continued negotiations with the Canadian government. If the bargaining fails, the Public Service Alliance of Canada Union will set a new strike deadline after 2 years without a contract. The government says 90% of border officials are essential and cannot strike, but supply chain slowdowns for passenger and truck freight would likely still be, as the union has said, it would, quote, work to rule, in other words, no more than call for by the contract. The U.S. supplies 37% of Canada's imported fruit and 75% of its vegetables via refrigerated truck freight, which could put perishable products in danger if they can't be delivered on time. Detroit, Port Huron, and Buffalo are the top U.S. truck ports for freight with Canada. Meanwhile, strikes could be brewing at Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City. Teamsters Canada Rail Conference turned down offers from the companies, and now the parties are seeking clarification from Canada's Industrial Relations Board on what constitutes a continuation of activities during a work stoppage. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.